Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm excited and dedicated to helping you guys record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authorities in your space. As always, you guys know how excited I get, particularly when I'm bringing on some fun guests for the show. We've got a guy who has actually worked with me here at Authority Engine before. He has been the host of multiple different podcasts, and now he runs a podcast for Lead Pages that is doing incredibly well. It started out as a daily show and now they're doing weekly, and they've done some tests around that. And we'll be talking about that in this episode and in future episodes, because I'm going to be having him back on the show to talk some shop, because this guy's got a lot of knowledge bouncing around up in his brain canister. So the guy's name is Tim Page. He's an incredible show host, a very passionate and driven guy, and knows an incredible amount about conversions. And so we're going to talk to him about running a case study show format. And this is the show format that ConversionCast, his podcast for Lead Pages, that's how their show is formatted, in a case study format. And so I'm going to let him explain to you what that looks like and how you might be able to use that as a small business owner to help grow your business, and if it might be the right fit for what you are trying to do as a host, as far as positioning, as far as, you know, lead generation and that kind of stuff. So fantastic episode coming for you guys. But before we get into it, I want to take a quick second to highlight our featured episode for this week. So we've got our featured podcast, mind you, for this week. We've got the Authority Alchemy podcast, and this is a podcast hosted by Brian Horn and Jack Mize. You can check it out over at authoritycalchemy.com. They're actually a production client of ours here at Authority Engine, and this is an incredible show about how you can grow your authority, the authority indicators, you know, what it takes to become an authority, to become an expert, how to position yourself in that way, how to price yourself, how to do a lot of different things in that space. And they've also got some done-for-you stuff that will get you there super quick. So I definitely recommend checking out their show. It's packed full of value, and these two guys definitely know what they're talking about when it comes to authority. So we've got Tim Page on the horn. We are going to be talking about ConversionCast and how he uses a case study style show and how you might be able to use it as well. All right, so we've got Tim Page back on the show. I'm really excited because we are going to be talking about case study style podcasts. And I'm going to have Tim tell us a little bit about what that looks like and how it works out for the Conversions Cast. He's the host over there at Lead Pages. But first, I want to welcome him to the show. Tim, thank you so much for coming on. Really excited to have you here, my man.
Ben, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it. And if you don't start saying Conversion Cast, I'm going to come over there and slap you.
I believe it's Conversions Cast. Is not.
There is no S in the middle.
I'm going to call it Conversions Cast till the day I die. No. Okay, so it is Conversion Cast. Do not type it into Google wrong.
I'm not sure what Conversions Cast would bring you up, but I have a feeling it's things that are not safe for work.
I have a feeling if you're listening to Tim anyways, it's not safe for work. So, you know, anyways, at least, you know, I spent a little bit of time in Vegas with Tim. So, you know, if there's anybody that knows what can't be shared publicly, yikes. Anyhow, Tim is the host of Conversion Cast over there at Lead Pages, and he's absolutely crushing it with the show. It is a case study style show, and I'm going to have Tim tell us a little bit about what that looks like and how they use it over there at Conversion Cast.
So the idea of the case study focused podcast is every guest that comes on, they're only sharing one specific thing that they've done in their business. So an episode is not like this big thing. Like, we're not talking about the person's backstory and why they got into doing business and all that kind of stuff. They're only there to share one specific marketing tactic that they've employed in their business and the results behind it. So we don't have, you know, like people don't just say, well, here's a theory that could work in marketing. They go, this is what we've done. Here are the metrics behind it. And here's exactly how we could do it. And one thing we've moved into now is at the end, we have them kind of describe it in a way that people in kind of different phases of business can use it. So if you're a solopreneur, how could you use it? If you are an enterprise, you know, company, how could you use it? And so that's kind of the case study format.
Interesting, interesting. And so I think that this format could be used in a lot of different ways. You know, number one, in kind of the way that you've described and you use over there at ConversionCast, which is, you know, that one element, that one very specific piece, how they're currently using it and how other people can use it. But you can also probably use it on more of a conceptual level. But I think the real core of the thing, or the real crux, if you will, is the focus on one specific aspect with one specific person, business, organization, whatever, that really allows you to highlight what they're doing, whether or not it works, how and why, and then how other people can really capitalize on that. So I really love this format because there's not many people doing it. And I would love to hear from you, Tim, because you've been involved in interview podcasts. You've actually run one yourself. You've been involved in the production and launch of a lot of different podcasts and different podcast styles. And what have you seen that is different about the case study style show, whether it be results, whether it be, you know, the response from listeners? You know, what have you seen that is different about that case study style or type of a podcast?
Yeah, one thing that people consistently talk about, no matter what business podcast you're talking about, and I'm unfortunately going to call some people out, not specifically, but there are people listening to this right now that are going to go, ah, crap, that's me. But they're going, people will say in their podcast, we want to do actionable tactics that you can implement, blah, blah, blah. And that's great. But the problem is when you listen to a lot of them, you can't figure out where the actionable tactic is. Because they talk about 37 different things in one episode, and it's so kind of vague where there'll be like, okay, so here's what we're going to talk about. Today we're going to talk about how you can get more leads, get more sales, optimize your entire website, do better on SEO, get more YouTube views, and do Facebook ads.
And everybody's make sure that your professional photos look fresh.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's like when you listen to that, there's no way that you can do any of the stuff that they're talking about because it's so much stuff. And so, and this is my problem because, and you hear me getting heated about this because this was a specific problem that I had, was for about a year before I started any businesses, I was listening to a bunch of podcasts and they were great for motivation, right? You could hear all these people that were doing these things and they were cool businesses and they give you some ideas and some tips, but very few people were telling me something I could do. It was mostly, hey, you can do it. Here's somebody that did it. And that's fine, but it's kind of like now it's time for people to start doing something specific. And focusing on, like, for example, it doesn't have to be case studies, but we found that case studies are really effective because it's proof. It's not like an idea. It's not a concept. It's proof of what works. And at the end of the day, you can actually do that.
And then you actually have them advise how this could be used for other types of businesses, which I think is brilliant. So, you know, for those of you Tim Pages out there a little while ago, you know, they're listening to stuff, looking for action, looking for how can I actually use this for me? Then at the end, you do the little recap and have the section to where you discuss specifically, you know, here's how it worked for X and X. Here's how it worked for Dollar Shave Club. How could it work for you if you're trying to be a solopreneur and you're trying to, you know, create a YouTube video that goes viral or whatever?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because, you know, there's our mutual friend, John Lee Dumas, right? Has a great podcast. Entrepreneur on Fire is awesome. People love it. It's fantastic. And sometimes there's actionable stuff and sometimes there's not. But now people love that and that's already been done. And so now because it's been done so successfully, there are 700,000 new Entrepreneur on Fire podcasts that have come out from a whole bunch of different hosts. And at some point, it makes it not valuable. And so, yeah, that's exactly it. If you can give me something I can do and teach me how to do it, I will listen to that podcast if it's relevant to what I'm doing. So as an example, let's say somebody had a, let's say you had a podcast on like on baseball, how to be a better Little League baseball coach or something, right? Right. Yeah. You've got a business on your business is teaching people how to be better coaches. I don't know. That's you have online video lessons and stuff like that. And so you start a podcast. So it might be effective to start a podcast and go, you know, we interview the most successful, Little League coaches in the world and then ask them how they got into, you know, Little League coaching and why they did it. And, you know, did they know they wanted to be a coach when they were a kid? That might be okay for some inspiration. Or you might do a case study podcast and ask them about the year that they won their league championship and what they did differently specifically that helped them be so successful that year and how the person listening could implement those things to be a better coach and to win their league championship. Now, that would probably get you a lot more attention from the people that really care. However, I will say this, John Lee Dumas gets a lot more downloads. If he were in baseball and he were interviewing the best baseball whatevers, you know, he would get a lot more downloads probably. But you specifically as the business owner might get some more targeted, specific, hungry people ready to buy your products. Maybe, maybe not. So it's something to test. We've found that the conversion cast, the value of the people from our list, because it's case studies, because it's so focused, the value of the people on that list are extremely high as compared to some other things we've tried in the past. And so it means that because we're so specific, we might not have as big a list or as big a reach as other people, but I'd rather have high value people on the list than low value people on the list. And again, I'm not saying that John has low value of the people on his list because obviously he's making like $180,000 a month. It's high value. But again, all I'm saying is that, you know, this is something that we're finding works extremely well, the case studies, because it narrows down your audience and gives you just what you want if you do it right.
That's beautiful. And I think it really comes down to fit. How do you want to position yourself and your business and who is your target market? So, you know, for John, his target market's a little bit more broad. It's entrepreneurs that want inspiration. I mean, you know, so his, his show format fits perfectly with that. However, if you want to, let's say, let's go back to the coach's example. If you want to be the guy who teaches people tactically how to become a better coach, I wonder which one's going to be a better fit for you. Is it going to be the one that actually gives people those actionable advice results or gives people the 30,000 foot inspiration? You know, maybe you'll get a lot more listenership, as Tim was saying, but will it be the best tool for you that will prepare people and build that relationship, build that vision of who you are and how you've positioned yourself in their eyes for them to want to come to you, pay you for your advice, your coaches or your coaching, your courses, your whatever?
You just hit the nail right on the head. That is the differentiator. That's the mistake that I made in the beginning of Conversion Cast. The mistake that I made was that I was the interview guy. Right. I was just the guy that brought guests and I asked them their questions and I came to the experts and you know, kneeled at the altar of the experts. Right. And that's kind of the difference between these interview podcasts, which are fine. Again, I'm not bashing you if you're doing an interview podcast, if you're listening to this and you're doing an interview podcast and you ask their story. I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But if you want to get tailored business results and you're looking to build authority and get leads and get sales from your podcast, it might be worth trying this case study thing, because what happens is you're doing a case study because you know a lot of stuff about your topic. You're bringing somebody else and then you're sharing kind of their knowledge, combining it with your knowledge. And Ben, you do this perfectly because you know so much about podcasting and you bring people on the show that are experts. They discuss a certain topic and you're kind of bringing other points. And sometimes you disagree and sometimes you agree. And that makes you an expert. And that's why, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why people connect with Conversion Cast is because, you know, I not only, you know, in the beginning, I kind of agreed with everybody on everything. And then it came to a point where it's like, you know what? There's a point where you just disagree and there's no reason to agree with them all the time because they might share something you don't believe in. And so it makes you an expert. It makes people trust you and believe that you're an expert. And it makes them know that when they spend that money and hire you as the expert or they buy your video course or whatever it is, they know you're going to give them value because you've been doing that through the podcast.
I'm going to straight up disagree with you there. No, I couldn't agree more. I think that's absolutely spot on. And so for those people out there that are doing a interview-based show, let's say, or, you know, kind of a strategy or, you know, tell your story-based show, how would you recommend they go about testing out this category style and see what it does for them? How would you recommend that they could go about that?
I can only tell you what we did, what worked for us. And you know, we weren't doing that kind of tell your story type of thing in the beginning. I love that. That's what I'm going to start calling it every time now. Tell your story. But what we did, we switched from daily to weekly. And I agonized over this for like almost a month because I was like, oh my God, people, like we've been telling people how it's going to be a daily show and every day they're going to get a new tactic and people are going to freak out and blah, 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 blah. And we did have a lot of listeners and we had, you know, we had a big list and we had a lot of people listening to the podcast. We were getting a lot of downloads and I was afraid people were going to be like, oh man, this sucks. Like you guys suck, whatever. And so what we decided to do, and this was great advice from Clay, he said, let's just try it. See what happens. The worst case scenario, you just switch back in a couple weeks, right? And so we did it. We switched to weekly instead of daily. And guess what? We got no outcry from the audience. Zero. Not one email, not one comment, nothing. And our download numbers went up and our opt-in numbers went up after we switched from daily to weekly. So we were giving less content and getting more subscribers. And so how would I suggest you do this? I would just say do it. Like literally just make a switch one day. Don't announce that you're going to do it. Don't send out an email blast. Don't make a big hubbub about it. Just change your format and see what happens. And if you get hundreds of emails from people freaking out because they hate your new format and they hate your show and they think your beard looks ugly, then just go ahead and switch back.
That sounds because awfully personal.
Yeah. I've never heard anybody say they hate my beard. So thank you very much. No, but so I just think that's the way to do it. Just try it and see what happens. And see, you know, make sure that you're measuring everything. Make sure you're, you know, you've got Google Analytics on your site. Make sure you're checking your opt-in rates. Make sure you know what it was before and what it is now. Make sure you're checking your downloads and all that stuff. But you'll know right away if people are connecting with your stuff or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's invaluable advice is just try it, you know? So whether you do the clean switch method or whether you know, even if you put out one episode that is a case study and at the end of the episode, you ask your audience, be like, hey, what do you guys think of the new format? You know, we're thinking about sprinkling in a monthly case study or even, you know, whatever it may be, even if it's a mix between case study and, you know, the higher level stuff, I guarantee you that if you give it a try, you will get some people in your audience that are very, you know, that respond very positively. You may get more people that respond negatively. However, yes, you'll never know unless you try it. So
that's, you know, right. And let me, here we go. Ready? I get to disagree with you for a minute.
Do it.
I would say, don't worry about asking your audience because here's the thing. People will vote with their email address or their wallet. Right. So if you try it and you give it a couple of episodes and they're not downloading the episodes anymore and they're not opting in and you see your conversion rate go down, that's the proof right there. If you ask them and they go, oh, I hate the new format, it sucks, but yet your opt-ins go up, I'm going to listen to my opt-ins versus, you know, what 10 or 20 or 50 really negative people are saying out of the 5,000 people that download my episode every week.
This is true. And of course, you know, of course, you've always got to weigh the responses.
Yes, of course.
You know, the pissed off people will always be more vocal than the positive people.
That's plain exactly and simple, right. You know? Yep, that's exactly right. You always get your negative people loud as can be. And the positive people, some will chime in and a lot will just sit back and love your show and buy your stuff. And you'll never even know they're there.
Yes. So I love that. Listen to the credit card voters and the opt-in voters first. So Tim, thank you for coming on the show and disagreeing with me. I really appreciate it, man. Sharing some awesome, awesome advice about case studies. And for those of you out there that have or have been considering it, just pull the trigger. So Tim, thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Ben. I love it.
That was absolutely incredible. Thank you, Tim Page. You're an inspiration to us all. And ConversionCast has been absolutely crushing it. And if you have been listening to this episode, I can, you know, 100% hands down encourage you to just give it a try if you think it might be fitting for your show, for your brand, and for your particular marketplace. So definitely check out the case study style of a show format. You can check that out more at conversioncast.com. Learn more about lead pages and all that kind of stuff and see how he uses that format to really see some results. So you can see all of the opt-in and lead capture stuff they've got going on there and just listen to a couple episodes because it's really, really value-packed stuff. So thank you again, Tim. Really appreciate you coming on the show. And for those of you that are out there listening, if you really enjoy what we're doing here at Authority Engine, if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying Authority Engine TV, head over to authorityengine.com/love and you can share the love there. That's where we've got a sweet free bonus for you. If you're a podcaster, you'll definitely dig it. And it makes it super easy for you to rate, review, subscribe to the show, share it with anybody that you think it might help. And so obviously our mission here at Authority Engine is to help as many podcast marketers as we can really crush it with their shows and really see that bottom line result in their business. So I'd be thrilled if you would head over to authorityengine.com/love and help us out a little bit there. For this show, you'll find links and all the show notes and everything for this episode at authorityengine.com/42. This is episode number 42, so you'll find all that stuff there. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in to listen and hang out with me and Tim here this week. So thank you guys for tuning in. I want to remind you each to go out and record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine podcast, where I am dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. All right, folks, see you back next Tuesday.